Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danilishin. In great circumstances, a fine FA Cup victory, albeit on penalties. What a fantastic game of football. At 3-1 down, you must have thought that was it, we were out.
Yeah, I certainly did. When we went 3-1 down, you know, all sorts of things start going through your mind, you know, and you start looking to kind of like pick the bones out of why you're losing the game. And that's something what we did on the touchline, you know, me and Andy and Tom, we deliberated a good 6-7 minutes before we actually made the substitutions. We was like deliberating which ones we were going to make and how we'd go about using them to try and change the game or to get us back into the game if possible. For me, I think that was a fantastic advertisement for football at this level. Great advertisement again for the FA Cup. Take nothing away from Stourbridge because they've contributed to that tonight. But don't take anything away from them boys in that changing room tonight either, because they've grafted, you know, and they've shown a lot of character. And I've told them that tonight, to come back from 3-1 down with that kind of character and effort and spirit and belief is what this football club is all about, and it's what we want to see week in, week out. I'm sure the fans do as well. So, you know, I'm proud of them. And I've told them to leave that changing room tonight with their heads held high.
Brilliant. Andrew, what did you enjoy about the performance, and what didn't you enjoy about the performance?
I think Gaz has said it, but is when you've got a group of players what are willing to dig deep for each other and willing to dig deep for the management and the football club, for me that element of it is more than the victory, because that means you've got like a family atmosphere within inside the changing room and the football club. And for me, you can only get them moments or that sort of feeling depending on the relationships that you build with people. So for me, the most important part for me is the character and the willingness to keep going when the mindset might have not been focused or good, and to play for the football club, each other, and for the management. And that goes a long way, and I'm thankful for them that the players do that. In terms of the performance, I thought for the first 25 minutes, I thought we was on a different level. We was on a different level from step three. I thought some of the football and the interchanging and the pass speed and the ball quality was absolutely unbelievable. I think after 25 minutes that we got into a game which we don't normally play. And obviously you've got to give Stourbridge a little bit of credit for that, for changing that. So I think for 40 minutes of the game, or 45 minutes of the game, in that middle part, that we went into a game which suits a Mark Yates style of football, I'll say. In the last 20 minutes, to show that sort of energy and intent and purpose to keep attacking and keep taking chances, I thought was excellent. And the tempo after the second goal. Some of the lads, some of the lads who've been on the pitch. I mean, Henry Ryder's tried to run for an injury, and he's actually got a dead leg, and he was running on, and he's still running back. And for me, that epitomises it. And I'm just happy for the football club. I've got to say as well for Bob and Steve, because they've helped us build that squad in terms of backing me, Smudge and Tom. And if they wouldn't have done that tonight, we wouldn't have had that bench to change the game.
Very eloquently put, Andrew. Now, two goals from super sub Jordan Graham. And indeed, all three substitutes were excellent when they came on. They all played their part. But a real headache now, Gary, ahead of Saturday's game against St Ives.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this is what, you know, this is what football is all about. As a player, the players know that, you know, if you want to get in this team, you've got to show that you are head and shoulders above the man that's challenging you or trying to keep you out of the side. So I'm pleased for him tonight. He's come off the bench. He didn't get on Saturday, wasn't included, but you know, he's come tonight and showed exactly what he's capable of, and we're hoping that that's the start of, you know, things to come for him and some of the other boys as well. You know, I could go on and name a few others, but I think Dexter Walters tonight was absolutely phenomenal against one of the best right backs at step three, Christian Green, and tonight Dexter Walters has come out on top. Absolutely brilliant, and I thought he was excellent tonight as well.
Is this what football is about? The fans, the pulsating game, the penalty drama, only added to by the fact that so many players have played for either club.
Yeah, obviously Gaz might be able to answer that because he knows the history of the club better, but sport brings out great moments, and I think they're the moments, like when the draw came, I said to Smudgy, like I'm speaking to Bob, that it's an odd game, but they're the games you live for. So they're the games what bring the memories. And at the end of the day, for me as an individual, is football's about memories. So if I look at last year, Hereford will stick in the memory. Stourbridge tonight will stick in the memory, and especially because we was at home. And also you see these fans, like fans being here today to share that experience with them, what might come later down the line. That's a moment to savour. And for the players and the relationships, and you know, Smudge speaks about games when he played down here, and you know, great victories that he's had and goals he's scored, and for me that'll be one of the games that I spoke about in the clubhouse when we're allowed to go back in there and be together. So for me, football, you try and control as much as possible, but sometimes you can't control it, and the emotion and the hype and everything gets the better of you. But yeah, I believe so. I think football's about that. I think that they're the moments that you live for and hope for and pray for, and just to be part of that's excellent. I don't know what you feel so much,
yeah,
but just
definitely
to be part of that.
It's, you know, that's what you get involved in the game for, isn't it? And you're going to have highs and lows, you're going to have plenty of emotions running through you. You know, tonight I'm sure every emotion has run through all those fans that have come in this ground tonight, whether they be Tamworth fans or Stourbridge fans. I can't imagine what you guys were like, you know, reporting on it while you're watching it, you know what I mean? So that is why you get involved for nights like this, you know, days like this. And like Andy said, it will live long in the memory, and you know, those are the memories that everybody loves to enjoy.
There's a fan out there, we're 3-1 down, we scored. He goes, come on Andy Smudge. He says, come on Andy guys. He said, I'll take 3-3 now, penalties. I'll take it now. So I'm looking at him thinking, I'll take it now as well. So when it turned 3-3 in penalties, I don't know the guy's name, but he was there. I don't know if you heard him, but he kept saying it and saying it and saying it. And the next week, you know, it's 3-3 and he's gone to penalties and we've won. And he's like saying, I told you I'd take that. Just funny, but them moments, them words will just, yeah.
Brilliant. The game's obviously coming thick and fast now, which we knew, of course. Home again on Saturday and home next Tuesday as well, St Ives and Barwell respectively. Mm-hmm. Have we picked up any injuries other than Henry Wilders this evening? And will Aaron Ford also miss Saturday through suspension?
Ford's suspension hasn't come through yet, but I do believe it will be for this weekend. He'll probably miss this week's game.
We might look at it as well though, on the video, but yeah.
In terms of injuries, apart from Henry Wilder with a dead leg, which may heal in time, but apart from that, we're fine. Everybody's fine, and Manzo will help them all aid their recovery in the next 48 hours until we all gather again on Thursday.
Just one more thing to finish off, and you'll probably hate me for asking it, but a couple of fans have been asking this evening. The absence has been notable of Joe Magunda and also of Dan Creaney. Can you give us any news on those two?
Dan Creaney, we're hoping will go for a scan on his knee to assess the extent of that damage that's keeping him out at the moment. Joe Magunda has worked hard this evening on the pitch before the game, and we're hoping that Joe can return to training coming this Thursday, but we'll discuss it obviously with Manzo and the medical team, and hopefully that should be it.
Can I just say as well to my wife and kids, I don't think I haven't seen them for the last like 10 days, because I've just been focusing on the games and that, and just say thanks to them. Because without that support, like, yeah. And not seeing my kids.
They do have a lot to put up with down there.
Yeah, like, I've sometimes up to 3 or 2 in
not
the morning.
Not just his kids, are
yeah,
you?
Not just the kids. But I just have to say thanks to Sarah, my wife, for being there with the kids and not seeing my kids. I need to spend some time with them. And also Anna Freeman. Anna Freeman's really ill at the moment, and she's been in and out of hospital, and she still took the time to send me the penalty takers tonight and which way they go. And she took that off her own back and then sent me some other videos and some other stuff, and she's quite ill. So she's got she had a video on Stourbridge and someone went to the game and got it. So for her to do that, it's just like all the stuff, but it's just amazing and going over and beyond. So I have to say, I hope she gets well soon, and thank you so much for your time and effort, because without people like that, we won't be able to be where we are now. Yeah, all the success we're having.
Big shout out to Hannah Freeman, the performance analyst, who goes very much unnoticed, yeah, really, by most, yeah, people around the club, but yeah, she does such an integral part, yeah, an integral role. So yeah, definitely needs a big shout,
yeah,
out.
Massive.
Guys, thank you very much for your time this evening. Fantastic result. I'm going to be struggling to sleep tonight. Really looking forward to the weekend, but congratulations into the hat for the next round.
Cheers. Thank you.